Kathy, if you read us back into open session, please.
Whereas the Coburn Town Council have convened in closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carlos Collins, Jeff Kaiser,
aye.
Devin T. Mooney,
aye.
Joe Steele,
aye.
Sharon Steele,
aye.
Okay, thank you all. We're back in open session. Is there any action resulting from closed session? Okay, hearing none. Okay, I see that Chief Brooks has been able to join us tonight. Thank you. I know that you had a commitment keeping you from being here earlier. We fully understand that. So if you'd like to give your report now.
I really don't have anything new to report. Just got this set of software quote part of it there. Jim and I need to still get together to discuss SOMA and RMS. And we talked about the cost of the vests, and we have scheduled in time to go ahead and get fitted for those. And the cost of vests are $7,168.98, but $4,555.21 in total grant money, which is 2 years of grant money. And we talked about the town will be responsible for $2,613.77. Purchase all eight. Okay. If the town did file for a hardship, wasn't required to match, the town would still be responsible for $2,613. Match requirement 50% of $4,555.21 is $2,277, which the amount to cover the cost of this is $2,613. So I don't think the town's going to gain anything from filing for the hardship. That makes sense to you.
You're talking about on the vest?
Yes.
Okay.
So you bought vests, was that in July that you got the other set of vests? Or an approval?
Right. Yeah, these are different kinds of vests. These are the body armor, called the Under Armour,
mm-hmm.
underneath your, you can wear them as ammo carriers or underneath your uniform.
Because I was looking at questions that may have got lost, and I had seen on July the 11th that you had bought vests.
Yes, it was different. For a different level of vests, the vests that we had initially received the threat level of stopping rifle rounds and things of that nature, they're more solid and, you know, stopped by any kind of round that's been fired at you, you know, just a certain caliber, but what most street people have. But these vests are worn every day. Those vests are, as you're going, when you know you have a known threat, you throw those on over top of the vest.
Okay.
far as the, I'm not sure if Jimmy's had time to look at and file for the hardship on the grant, CARES Act, overtime here.
Just read some of my paperwork, I'm not sure if you're qualified. On that vest grant, how, what was the 2019, how much money was left out of that? For the vest?
I didn't bring it with me. The total was, you put the two total amounts together for both years, you got $4,555.21.
And how much was eight vests?
$7,168.98.
$4,500 what?
$55.21.
$4,555.
That's something we would have to do in November to vote on, correct?
Yeah, I'm just looking at that.
Yeah.
If you apply a 50% match, it's $6,832.02, which would still be less than what the cost of the vest. But you would over for $300 some, I guess, if you were. I guess that's better than $2,000.
So the town would have to come on $4,891.
What?
$4,891. Tell you what.
No, the way I understand it is...
$2,600, I thought.
Yeah, the way I understand it, 50% of what the match dollars are.
Well, the grant is $4,555.
Right.
Half of that is $2,277.
Right.
That we're responsible for.
Yes.
The total of the vest is $7,168.98. The difference between that and the grant money itself is 26, 1377, and add that to the amount of money that we have to pay to match the grant. Lose you $4,991.
Less $569.08.
Okay, where's that coming from?
Police restitution fund.
Oh.
Town does not have to match that much.
No, but we got to pay for those other vests that we're not going to receive.
Okay, well, the total amount of all the vests are $7,168.98. Total grant money is $4,555.
Which half of that we got to
half
pay.
Of that would be
$2,277.
Right, but you add that on to the total cost of the grant, and it was... 6,000 something here, I've got it written down here somewhere. $6,832.82 is what the total grant, cost of the grant would be, but it's still more. I mean, the town will be matching more than 50%, which is good. I mean, as far as, you know, it shows the town can, you know, if they were to do that, would pay, you know, be able to pay more.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right, listen to me. You got $4,555.21.
We need it in paper.
Requires a 50% match, which is 2,000, $613.77, which gives you a total of $6,832.82.
Correct.
Okay? That's the amount of money we would have to purchase vests on this grant with the town's match. Total cost of the vest is $7,168.98. And as, you know, like I said, the total grant money with the town's match is $6,832.82. I mean, the town will be paying more than 50% on the purchase, but it would match the grant. Following requirements of the grant would be more than
I'm 50. Not following you, I'm following Jimmy though.
Okay.
If you've got, let's just use round numbers, okay? You've got a $4,000 grant. But half of that is match. So is the grant $4,000 or is the grant $8,000?
You have to match half of that $4,000, which is $2,000.
So the grant itself is $4,000.
And we just have to match half of it.
Right. It's $4,550.
And then we've got to add an additional $2,000 to that in order to get the $4,000.
And then the difference.
Got it.
Okay. So that's $6,000, right? And then the difference
total
is another $1,000.
Total cost of gas is $7,168.
Yeah, so there's another $1,000 that we have to pay out. So we end up looking at $3,000.
And you've got $569.08 in the restitution fund.
It's not.
And the special, what's the special event fund?
You tell me.
I don't know.
I think at one time that was for fireworks.
It was a Christmas fund.
So you've got another $713.73 sitting there.
Kids, like an angel off the angel tree.
Yeah. I'd hate to do that, take that money.
Take that money away from them little angel kids?
Yeah, I'd hate that.
You need to not do that.
Restitution, maybe,
babe. Yeah, I can do that.
I can't let you do restitution, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
That's my rainy day fund.
Uh-oh, that's your rainy day.
It's been a rainy day for a long time.
That's emergency stuff.
Oh, Lord. Now, a soft drink doesn't qualify, Scott.
I don't buy soft drinks with that.
He buys hard drink. No, never mind.
Bring the numbers back to us. Get it to us earlier. And one other thing that on this other, the CARES Act thing, and you weren't here, we were talking about it. The checking account that's got to be set up. There's a couple of hoops that we've got to jump through, which means every account we've got to open that account has got to have new note card or new card signed for signatures to add that one to it, which is not a problem. And we've got a CIA needs some additional okays to rechange the names on there. So all that's in the works, just bottom line.
But that's if you file for a hardship and we're able to get that money up front.
But we have to have the account in play before we apply for hardship.
You gotta have what now?
The account actually in play, it's gotta be there.
It's gotta be there. And that's in the works. That's what we were talking about the other day.
It just is requiring the bank to do more paperwork for us to sign more papers.
So what's gonna happen if you're not approved?
There's just an account that sits there.
We will discuss it later.
Roger that. Now, just to remind you, this is a grant that is going to be reimbursed.
But the money's got to be there to reimburse. Don't forget that part of it. Questions for Mr. Brooks, Mr. Chief Brooks? You get by easy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, last item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Mooney.
I don't think I have any tonight.
Thank you. Mr. Steele.
I don't have anything.
Mrs. Steele.
The same as always. I appreciate all the hard work that's gone on in the background that we just see the benefits from. Glad to see Jimmy's out and about and his son back there is out and about. And is it Scott County Co-op that did our old downtown Wi-Fi?
Yes.
I appreciate them for setting that up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be all I got to say.
Thank you. A couple of things. I just got a text from my wife with CI, Covenant Improvement Association, dealing with the Christmas parade, and said that she got an email today from the Wise County Chamber. It says, looks like none of the towns are committing now for having a Christmas parade. They're working on an alternative. It's not it's not a definite no, but she'll keep us updated. And then after that, she got back and said they're working on an alternative pound in Appalachia. We're going to go ahead with the parade. But she said that the young lady from the chamber said she wasn't for sure right now. She'd keep everybody updated. One of the things that's been thrown out here, I think, Sharon, by the health department, wasn't it? Was a kind of a alternative to a regular parade. And Scott, if you think about this for 2 seconds, then give me a comment, okay? One of the things that the health department has suggested is kind of a reverse parade, which is a drive-by. Instead of the floats driving by and the participants in the parade driving by, you would have all of your floats in a stationary position, and you would take your car and drive by to look at them. Now, I can see a lot of logistic problems with that, Scott.
Yeah, I think it would probably be a traffic jam and some probably fender benders.
I think that something like that would have to be set up in like the Food City parking lot at a certain time to where it could be arranged to not cause.
Yeah.
And then the other problem there might be is that a lot of people may not want to do the floats because most all of them have people on them and they are close and personal, and that may not be a good thing either. So I'm not sure how any of this is going to
come. I'm not either. I mean, you know, I personally...
I can put Santa Claus out there on the street and they drive by and wave at him, throw candy at him.
Can I do it? Yeah. Santa's a pretty good sport.
Slingshot.
But, you know, that's one thing that's out there. So just to advise everybody what's going on. And if you might want to give your thoughts back on that text, if you would.
I will.
I appreciate it.
So they could do like Home Craft Days did, and they did it all virtual.
And I noticed also on the bulletin board, here outside of the depot, that we had a young lady, and I think know more about this than I
Brooklyn.
Do. That was, yes.
Her dad works for us at the water.
Steve Whitford.
Steve, yeah.
She, it's the
Little League.
T-Mobile Little League.
Home run. And she was eighth in the nation.
Out of 1,100 participants, she ranked number 8.
I think that's
and they had a virtual competition, I guess.
I haven't heard the results.
They're not coming out just yet because
they are nationals, is what it is.
Yeah,
the 8 nationals.
Yeah. What they did the virtual here at ours.
Yeah,
and then the other sites did the same thing. Then that film is going to be given to the
Williamsport.
Yeah.
And then they'll go from there, but they haven't released who that person is just yet. And I told Steve, as soon as he does, let me know so we can.
Well, yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, I would like to give her congratulations. I think if you get number 8 in the nation, that's one heck of an accomplishment, guys. I mean, I'm very proud of her for doing that. And
that's out of the whole U.S. league.
I know. That's a lot of people, for sure. But just kind of let us know where she ends up with that. And again, I'm glad we can utilize the board outside to recognize her achievements. Town, everyone, great job. Keep it all up. Police department, keep it all up. Let's get everything done and move forward. And motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor for adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are adjourned.